This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, if you want a bit of good news on the day, the NFL ratings are dying, if that makes you feel better. It doesn't make me feel better, actually, at all, because it really doesn't matter. The NFL could cheat, and they could make believe their ratings are up even though they're down. That would be more reflective of what the election that just ended happened, right? If NFL's ratings were down 20%, they could say they're up 20% to make themselves feel better, to make you and I feel inferior. That would be more representative of what just happened. But they can't do that, and so the ratings are way down. Don't you think Biden's ratings are way down? If the NFL's ratings are way down? You know the average American can't stand Black Lives Matter. The average American can't stand Antifa or any of the beliefs of Antifa. And you know that's why NFL ratings are down. You know, the NFL, National Football League, despite a Hail Mary attempt to woo an entirely new demographic, children, by broadcasting their postseason games on CBS and Nickelodeon, the game between the Chicago Bears and New Orleans Saints drew just 30 million people, while Saturday's matchup between the Colts and the Bills drew 20 million. The one that drew 20 million was down from 31.4 million fans who tuned in last year. And there were six games instead of four games. Saturday's contest between the Rams and Seattle drew 23.9 million viewers, down 20% compared with 30 million from a year ago. On NBC, you had 21.4 million viewers watching Tampa Bay versus Washington. 24.8 million watched the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, both down from the 35 million who watched NBC's wildcard game last year. About 24 million tuned in Sunday to watch Baltimore and Tennessee on Walt Disney Company's platform, ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN Deportes. That was down 6% from a year ago. Meanwhile, regular season viewership averaged 15.4 million TV viewers, a drop of 7% versus last year. So every single metric shows NFL ratings dramatically down. And I know they are, because everyone I know is watching less of sports because they can't stand the social justice messages. Now, you got to understand, I'm a little different. People can't hold me to that criteria because I have a gigantic business that involves sports gambling. And I've got to watch NFL football games. Doesn't mean I have to like them, but I've got to watch them and bet on them. And I watched them this past weekend, and they all had these social justice messages that are just terrible. Because they're insinuating how racist police are, how racist America is, how racist you and I are. And meanwhile, it's my watching their games that allows them to spend all the money on the players. It's a lot. How can you say America's not nice to black people and a black player saying it when a black player's making $10 million a year? Makes no sense. Makes zero sense. Nothing. But, you know, that's par for the course. Nothing makes sense anymore, as all of my viewers know, all my listeners know, all my fans know, all my friends know. Nothing makes sense anymore. Trump impeached by the House for the second time. Only president in history ever impeached twice. Amazing. Trump urges no violence, no lawbreaking, no vandalism, calls for a peaceful transition. You got to admit, even though I was hopeful that Trump would turn this thing around and hopeful something would come up that would prove the election was stolen and Trump could still win this thing, I was also very negative that the odds were badly against us and that I didn't even know if Trump could pull it off. I didn't think, you know, if anybody could, it'd be Trump, but maybe nobody can. I didn't give you misleading information like all these other people and all these other talk shows that actually told you, oh, yeah, we're going to do it. Oh, yeah, I had so many guests that, oh, yeah, we're going to do it. It's just not that simple. It's just not that simple. They're trying to destroy us. Literally trying to destroy our lives. And if you think it's simple, it's not. They're blackballing anyone who's ever worked for Trump, anybody who's ever said they're for Trump. Here's a great example. Curt Schilling. Remember Curt Schilling? He was the pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. I think he won the Cy Young Award. I know he won World Series games for the Red Sox on their way to winning the World Series. He says AIG just canceled his insurance over his conservative beliefs. And this is the same company that got a $182 billion bailout from U.S. taxpayers. He's a big conservative. Conservative pundit, former baseball great Curt Schilling tweeted out this week, AIG cancels insurance policy over his social media profile. He said, we will be just fine, but wanted to let Americans know AIG insurance canceled our insurance due to my social media profile. The agent told us it was a decision made by and with their PR department in conjunction with management. While innumerable Trump supporters have lost their Twitter and Facebook accounts due to social media censorship and cancel culture, cases of individuals being cut off by banks and other financial services are now growing as well. The purge has gone beyond the realm of simply silencing people for their opinions, but now punishing them for expressing their opinions by trying to make their lives unlivable and miserable. Numerous respondents pointed out the obvious. Without insurance, it's impossible to mortgage a home or register a vehicle. I mean, do you hear this, folks? This is insanity. This is absolutely Nazi Germany. And the thing is, someone's got to sue them and make $1 billion. Someone's got to hurt them in their pocketbook. Someone needs to sue AIG for billions of dollars and pick up a big payday. And then they'll learn a lesson. I mentioned in the last hour, more than 1.1 million people attended Trump's rallies since Labor Day. Not a single window was broken. Not a single policeman attacked. Not a single attendee hurt or killed. Clearly, Trump had nothing to do with the violence in Washington, D.C. His speech was fine. I watched the speech. I've read the speech. There's nothing in it that incites violence. You can read anything you want to the words. He didn't do anything that's convictable in a court of law. Trump understands how unimportant his impeachment is. He blew off his second impeachment and awards medals, Medal of Arts honors to Toby Keith and Ricky Skaggs at a White House ceremony. Isn't that interesting how Toby Keith took his Medal of Art? Ricky Skaggs took his Medal of Art, but Bill Belichick turned down his Medal of Freedom? Really? I used to like you, Bill Belichick. No more. Idiot. But the difference is, I guess, Toby Keith and Ricky Skaggs are country music singers, and their audience is predominantly Republican conservative and predominantly likes Trump, and they didn't think they'd hurt their careers by accepting the award, I guess. And Bill Belichick has to deal with a black team, right? Most of his players are black. And most of them, you know, literally have been brainwashed to think Trump's bad, when in reality, Trump's actually fantastic for black people and did much better with the black vote in the last election. Still not good, but much better. I think he almost doubled. He went from 8 to almost 15. So he did much better, but it doesn't change the fact that most black voters are against Trump, and almost every black player in sports is against Trump. So Belichick needs peace in his locker room, and he probably figured if he took that award from Trump, he'd never hear the end of it, and players would call him a bad guy or a racist or whatever. So I understand kind of why he did what he did, but all I could tell you is I'm very disappointed in him anyway. Very disappointed. The reality is, president is giving you an award in the White House, and you got to go tell the players to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. When the day comes where they can get an award in the White House, they could turn it down, but you have every right to take it. And I don't see how any player has a right to say, I'm not going to play for the New England Patriots now because he accepted an award in the White House. He didn't give the president an award. He's accepting an award from the president. What's wrong with that? So when the Pelosi-led House of Representatives voted to impeach Trump for the second time today, President Trump blew off the vote and held a ceremony at the White House to award the National Medal of Arts to country legends Toby Keith and Ricky Skaggs. Minutes after becoming the first president ever impeached twice. Bloomberg's Jennifer Jacobs said, she tweeted out news, amid impeachment effort, Trump is giving medals to Toby Keith and Ricky Skaggs, several sources told me. All right, fine. What's wrong with that? I'm sure they're going to make a big issue out of that, too. That's probably, in their minds, that's probably disrespectful. Trump should have sat around and cried because he's being impeached. In any case, I agree with Trump. That's the way to handle it. literally laugh in their face as they try and ruin your life and find more important things to do. And by the way, it's not like there aren't a lot of mad Republicans, and there aren't some good ones, too. Mad at the bad ones. Two more GOP lawmakers call on Liz Cheney to step down as the House Conference Chair before she destroys the party. Liz Cheney is the third-ranked Republican in the U.S. House of Representatives, and she's an outspoken Trump hater. Remember, her father's Dick Cheney. And she is, and she voted for the impeachment of Trump. It's really scary. Joy Behar cheered the news. But Tuesday night, Republicans Matt Rosedale and Andy Biggs called for Liz Cheney to step down. By Wednesday morning, two more fellow GOP representatives called on Liz Cheney to step down. Andy Biggs and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene joined Representative Rosedale in calling for Liz Cheney to resign. And then eventually Jim Jordan called for her to resign. And those lawmakers obviously understand that this is Donald Trump's party. He brought 11 million new voters to the Republican Party. And they don't love Liz Cheney. They love Trump. And Liz Cheney just doesn't get that, or she's just jealous. I think they're all just jealous that the people love Trump. They don't love Cheney. They don't love Mitch McConnell. They don't love, Toomey, Patrick Toomey of Pennsylvania. All the people that hate Trump, they don't love Mitt Romney. They love Trump. And these guys and gals are just so jealous, so green with envy, they couldn't wait for the first opportunity to throw Trump under the bus. It's really just disgusting. But, in the next 4 years, we're going to have to fight like we've never fought before. Got to be the loyal opposition and fight like crazy. We'll be right back.
An amazing year. Hey friends, it's John Jubilee, and I'm here to encourage you this year, no resolutions. No, we know those all fail, right? Come on. You did those for the last 10 or 20 years, and you never kept one, and neither did anybody else. So this year, let's have a revolution that changes, that sticks, that stays. Make this the year you can check off the box. I got off all my medication. I lost all of my fat. I got back my flat belly, and I'm the shape and size I always dreamed I'd be, and I am healthy from the inside out. This is your year of revolution. So join tens of thousands that have succeeded. Reach out to us. Just go on our website and click the red button on EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. Or call us directly at 888-444-8895.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. Wayne Allen Root. The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is Cornerstone Asset Metals. And what could be more important at this point? I mean, there's just nothing more important at this point than owning some gold or silver, because you know that Biden and all his crazy commies like Kamala Harris and AOC and the squad are going to spend us into bankruptcy, just ruin our country. So you got to own gold and silver. There's no choice. I don't care if you're not rich. You got to own some gold and silver. Just go out and go to a pawn shop. Give away some stuff. And get some cash back and go buy some gold and silver. Because gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. And Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Everybody's got to own physical gold and silver. Right now they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. And they'll give you the best deal possible on gold or silver. For Wayne Allen Root, call toll-free 888-8GOLD-NOW, 888-8GOLD-NOW, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. So, after turning New York City into a wasteland, literally my hometown, the greatest city in the world, New York City is now a wasteland. A dark, lonely, crime-ridden, violence-ridden, murder-ridden, locked-out town. Very, 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 very ugly and poor and freezing and dark. I mean, just everything you don't want to live in. Everyone's running away from New York. Who did that? Mayor de Blasio. And after doing all that, he cancels the Trump Organization contracts. He did it with his COVID lockdown orders and his taxes and his regulations and allowing BLM to run wild in the streets. And now he announces he's canceling the Trump Organization contracts. First, Black Lives Matter terrorists destroyed New York City over the summer. Then he waged war on the police, and as a result, murder skyrocketed in 2020. The city had a 41% increase in homicides. Countless small businesses destroyed as a direct result of his failed leadership. And now he says New York City doesn't do business with insurrectionists. We're taking steps to terminate agreements with the Trump Organization to operate Central Park Carousel, Woolman, and Lasker skating rinks, and the Ferry Point Golf Course. Phew. The president incited a rebellion against the United States government that killed five people and threatened to derail the constitutional transfer of power. Sorry, I'm sneezing. The city of New York will not be associated with those unforgivable acts in any shape, way, or form. And we're immediately taking steps to terminate all Trump Organization contracts. The goal of the left, you got to understand what's going on here. Because one of the things they said they were going to ask me on Newsmax TV, but we never got to it, was, do you agree with unity, Wayne Root? And my answer is no. I don't preach violence. I preach civil disobedience like Martin Luther King. But there cannot be unity with people that are looking to destroy you. And the goal of the left right now, the radical left, and that's everyone in the Democrat Party, is to make every single Trump supporter destitute for the crime of supporting Trump's America First agenda. They've got us on the run. They don't have me on the run, Wayne Root. You know I always fight back. You punch me in the nose, I'm going to punch you right back. And by the way, that's not violence. That's called self-defense. But so many conservatives and so many Republican righto politicians are on the run. And just a bunch of weaklings and cowards. And they're running for their lives. And all I could tell you is we got to fight back, and we got to fight back hard. And the idea that we're a bunch of insurrectionists, after millions and millions of us attended Trump events since the day he came down the escalator till the day his presidency is now over, millions attended, and not one person was hurt, not one person was murdered, not one person was robbed, not one person was raped. There wasn't any problem at a Trump event. So you know damn well this was Antifa setting us up for defeat, and the mayor of Washington and the Capitol Police. Funny how Black Lives Matter is now questioning the white supremacism in the Capitol Police, when in reality it's clear it was the mayor of Washington, D.C., who was told there's going to be problems, you better bring in extra security, and she refused it because she had a plan, and the plan worked to perfection, to just destroy the image of Trump supporters and Trump himself. In one single moment with 170 people or so out of a couple of million there, and out of millions that have attended Trump events, probably 20 million. Crazy. All I can tell you is the country's under attack, and I'll be helping lead the fight. I don't ever bow down to you people. They're trying to destroy our lives.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag.
President Trump's comments as he's urging his supporters to be peaceful at rallies in the coming days. The president making those comments shortly after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signed articles of impeachment against the president for the second time.
I sadly am with a heart broken over what this means to our country, of a president who will incite insurrection, will sign the engrossment of the article of impeachment.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying he won't bring the Senate in early to accept the articles of impeachment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Yeah, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's doubling down, defends his Trump ban. Can you imagine banning anyone other than a communist or a murderer making murder threats? Other than that, to ban the president of the United States, let alone, you know, all his supporters from the site. First of all, it's so dumb. You're going to destroy your entire business model. Half your people are leaving. But then they said, well, they're not going to leave. They were going to leave, but now they're not leaving. You know why? Because we killed the competition. We took Parler off the air. Who knows when that comes back? Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. So that's why they had to kill Parler. Because Trump was going to Parler and all his supporters are going to Parler. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey spoke out Wednesday about his company's decision to ban President Trump. I believe this was the right decision for Twitter. We face an extraordinary and untenable circumstance forcing us to focus all of our actions on public safety. What a liar. Offline harm as a result of online speech is demonstrably real and what drives our policy and enforcement. That said, having to ban an account has real and significant ramifications. While there are clear and obvious exceptions, I feel a ban is a failure of ours ultimately to promote healthy conversation and a time for us to reflect on our operations and environment around us, the CEO went on. He acknowledged that such actions fragment the public conversation, divide us, limit the potential for clarification, redemption, and learning. He also admitted that the power of his corporation and the global public conversation has set a dangerous precedent. The check and accountability on this power has always been the fact that a service like Twitter is one small part of the larger public conversation happening across the Internet. If folks do not agree with our rules and enforcement, they can simply go to another Internet service. But not true. The CEO then pointed to other social media giants who have suspended or permanently banned Trump's accounts, writing, I do not believe this is coordinated, but posting that such companies were likely emboldened by the actions of their competitors. Well, I could see that as well. Maybe it was coordinated, maybe it wasn't, but it was certainly, all of them said, hey, if Twitter bans them, we can ban them. They're all gleeful, and they're literally drunk with power. And it's not Trump they're banning, it's everybody. Shadow banning's been going on for 4 years. It's amazing. Sponsor of this segment of the show. But oh, let me get the phone number out. We'll take some calls. 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free from all 50 states. Anywhere in the USA, the call is free to you. 833-927-8255. Sponsor of this show is X3 Exercise Bar. It's made my arms look like Popeye. They're so cut, you wouldn't believe. I'm 59 years old, and I work out only 10 minutes a day in my home gym with this X3. You would not believe it. Now, we're talking about, with you know, basically weights. This is a replacement for weights. I still do aerobic exercise, but the replacement for weightlifting is the X3. You can do it at home. You don't have to go to a gym in the age of COVID, right? Face all those germs. You do it in your house. You can do it in your living room. It's a little bar. It fits anywhere. It could fit under the couch in the living room. Then you take it out when you use it at night. 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building strength, speed, muscle, and avoiding injury. It only takes 10 minutes a day. It's not just more effective than free weights. Studies prove 3 times more effective. X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. Key components made in the USA. There's no excuse left. I just eliminated every excuse for you not to buy it. Get the X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR. Save $75. So now if you say it's expensive. No, it's cheap compared to almost any other home exercise equipment you could buy. And I'm giving you a $75 discount. You say I have no room. No, not true. It fits under a chair, under the couch, under your bed, in the corner of your living room, behind the couch. It's very small. Takes up no space. And it's 3 times more effective than free weights, and you can use it 10 minutes a day. You mean you don't have 10 minutes a day? Everyone, including busy Wayne Root, has 10 minutes a day. So there's just, I've eliminated every negative. Go get it. X3bar.com. X3bar.com. Promo code WAR. Save $75. So, a couple of stories I want to tell you about. Number one is Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle are moving to Florida because they'd be tortured in the streets of New York City if they stay in New York. And Jared already moved, and Tiffany already moved, and Ivanka, they all moved to the Sunshine State. They're all living in Florida now. Now, Don Jr. and his girlfriend Kimberly are said to be moving to Jupiter, Florida. Beautiful place. I love Jupiter. It's gorgeous. And Ivanka and Jared moved to Palm Beach, another gorgeous place. And it just shows you what's happened to our society. A, because the taxes are so high in New York and places like California, it's impossible to live there. And the richer you are, the more impossible it becomes. Yeah, you could live there, but if you're middle class, I don't see how you live there. If you're upper class, upper middle class, I don't see how you live there. But if you're rich, you could actually afford to live in New York or California, but all your money goes to the government. So yeah, you're making $10 million a year, and you got to give $5 million to the federal government, and then you got to give another million to the state. You're left with $4 million out of 10. That's still a lot of money, right? So you can live. I'm not crying for a guy who makes $10 million a year, which I'm sure is kind of the money that Don Jr. makes. But you don't want to. Why would you give an extra million? At the end of 10 years, you'll save 10 extra million dollars. With interest invested right in stocks, that could be 20 million, 30 million, or businesses. So it makes no sense to pay that money to the state of New York or the state of California or any other state, state of Illinois. New York Post on Wednesday reported Don Jr. and Kimberly will be moving to Jupiter, not Palm Beach, where Jared and Ivanka purchased a $30 million lot. Don Jr. has floated between Palm Beach and his father's estate, New York City, and upstate New York over the last 4 years. He never moved to Washington like his sister, but he's now following in her footsteps to Sunshine State. The Palm Beach Daily News reports Kimberly Guilfoyle was spotted touring houses. And they say they contacted a representative, and they say there's no way they could stay in New York. They'd be tortured in the streets. So, listen. When you start to think that, when you go back 20 years, 30 years, 10 years, 5 years, a Republican could walk down the streets of Washington, D.C. without thinking you're going to die. A Republican could walk down the street of New York City, Fifth Avenue, Madison Avenue, without thinking you're going to die. It's not the case anymore. That's how mentally unbalanced these liberal nutcases are. So the taxes will kill you, and the people in the streets will kill you. And it's just sad, sad to think about. When you talk about censorship, the biggest gun forum on the planet was just kicked off of the internet without explanation. AR15.com, the biggest gun forum in the world, was deplatformed on Monday by web hosting company GoDaddy. See, it's not like you could say, get rid of GoDaddy, get rid of Amazon. You know, let's go attack all these companies and let's take our business away from them. There's nobody left to do business with. Right? I sell my books at Amazon. And if you don't sell books at Amazon, you won't sell books. Amazon may be liberal. They may be doing terrible things, but they allowed me to be the number one bestseller. So you can't get rid of Amazon. And I buy so many products at Amazon, they all come within a day. And they're always perfect. And if they aren't, they take them back. You know, and you say, well, here's GoDaddy booted the biggest gun forum in the world. Okay, but I house all of my websites at GoDaddy. What are you, undo GoDaddy now? Really, where are you going to go? It's amazing. AR15.com is down. We've been booted from GoDaddy and are looking for an alternate solution. The site will return. The swift termination by internet host GoDaddy forced their leadership to think on their feet and create a temporary URL so freedom lovers and firearms enthusiasts could continue to access the information and resources on the site. Instead of offering specifics about kicking this gun site off the internet, GoDaddy merely claimed the AR-15 violated terms of service, which resulted in an instant termination. Can you imagine finding out your website isn't there anymore? I'm sure they never told them what that was that they did that violated. When asked by the Federalist about the decision to remove AR-15.com, GoDaddy claimed the site both promotes and encourages violence, but did not offer any specific examples. Wow. The decision from GoDaddy follows a series of bans and contract terminations by big tech companies such as Amazon, Google, Apple, Twitter, and Facebook, targeting conservatives and supporters of President Trump. It's unbelievable. I saw today the argument that Amazon's trying to make about Parler. They said there are people threatening people's lives on Parler. There are conservatives threatening to murder Democrat politicians on Parler. So let me isolate this for a minute. because it's just like Wayne Root. When liberals record every minute of my show and they try and find one thing that I said wrong in an entire show when I do a three-hour show every day of my life, it's the same thing. It's cherry-picking something that everybody has the same thing, but you cherry-pick just one guy, Wayne Root, and you come after me. And that's exactly what liberals are doing here. You don't think every second of every day all around the world someone is being threatened on Twitter and on Facebook? Someone's being threatened or someone's doing threatening? Of course they are. But they have the nerve to say that only a conservative site should be deplatformed, shouldn't exist anymore, shouldn't have a home anymore. And the people who run it should lose their life savings because someone somewhere made a threat. You think the owner knows who that person is? Of course not. This is insanity. And do you think the owner condones the threat? Of course not. But I think they said they're like hundreds of thousands of things behind at Parler because they've got so many millions of people that have joined them and so many millions in just since the election that they don't have people to watch every post 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're going to hold that against them and say they can't have a business anymore and people aren't allowed to communicate on there anymore? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of the segment of the show, Trump Rules, my new book. Go to Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble if you're mad at Amazon. Get it at Barnes & Noble, but it's a great New Year's gift. It's got nothing to do with politics. 100% about success and the top 10 Trump rules that changed my life and could change yours. And when you read them, you'll just say, wow, he's got Trump just down pat, man. Wayne Root understands Trump. If anyone's ever understood this guy, it's me. And the Wayne Root podcast called War Raw. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's War Raw. And it's literally made for anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts. For conservatives and libertarians and patriots and taxpayers and Trumpers and deplorables, it is made for you. You'll love my podcast, War Raw. I mentioned this at the end of yesterday's show. I wanted to get into it again. James O'Keefe strikes again. He caught the lead counsel, meaning the lead attorney for PBS, Public Broadcasting, the big U.S. channel all across the nation, public broadcasting. Isn't it funded by the government? Of course it is. Government puts out the money for PBS. And he was caught on video promoting violence and wanting conservatives to die of COVID and wanting the government to take conservatives' children. James O'Keefe and Project Veritas scored another significant hit against the media. PBS principal counsel Michael Beller incited violence against Trump supporters. By the way, he was fired last night after all this came out. Fired. Because even they get embarrassed by things like this. But see, that's not good enough because all of them think this way, I'm telling you. All of them. All the TV executives. All the big shots in the DNC and the Democrat Party. So you just happen to catch one, you know, saying out loud on a secret recording what everybody else is thinking. The rest of them are quiet about it and clandestine about it, but they believe in the exact same things. First, he was asked by a Veritas, Project Veritas reporter, what if Trump loses the election? And he says, we'll go to the White House and throw Molotov cocktails. And he says, even if Biden wins, we'll ask Homeland Security to take all the Republicans' children away. Americans are effing dumb. We're going to ask for Homeland Security to take all the Republicans' children away. He said that it was affecting red states. It's fantastic news because Republicans will die of COVID and they won't be able to vote for Trump. And because Republicans will die of COVID. It's good that Republicans die of COVID. This is what the guy is saying. This is the lead attorney for PBS. You just can't even believe how bad it is, how they really think. And then today, Lauren Boebert, Republican Colorado, brand new congresswoman, called out Democrats for their efforts to support political violence. Make no mistake here, the hypocrisy of the left is on full display. She said, highlighting previous comments from Democrats, which could be seen as calls for violence. What about the gentlewoman from New York who defended the looting by saying the protesters just wanted loaves of bread? The last I checked, she said, Best Buy, Tesla, and other stores do not produce baked goods. Where's the accountability for the left after encouraging and normalizing violence rather than helping American people in this time? We start impeachments that further divide our country. I see the Democrats demand unity, but they're only unified in hate. Totally true. Totally true. And then Matt Gaetz jumped in, or maybe it's pronounced Matt Gaetz, Republican, Florida. In a fiery speech on the House floor, he said, words matter. The speaker said to us moments ago, words matter, but apparently these words don't matter when they're uttered by Democrats. When the gentle lady from Massachusetts calls for unrest in the streets, when the gentle lady from California brazenly brags that she called for people to get in the faces of those who serve and support the president. For months, our cities burned, police stations burned, our businesses were shattered, and they said nothing or they cheerleaded for it. And they fundraised for it. And they allowed it to happen in the greatest country in the world. And at this moment, the Democrats got really audibly agitated. Now some have cited the metaphor that the president lit the flame. Well, they lit actual flames, actual fires. This president has faced unprecedented hatred and resistance from big media, big tech, and big egos, from congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle. He reminded colleagues of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi physically tearing Trump's State of the Union speech last year. An action Gaetz said incited anger, resentment, and division. Some believe that truly these true colors are being shown now through this divisive impeachment, partisan impeachment. Americans are tired of the double standards, he said. Democrats can raise bail for rioters and looters, but somehow when Republicans condemn violence, and then there is violence, somehow we're wrong. It's really a sad state of affairs. And by the way, just to put an exclamation point on it, today, enraged Black Lives Matter militants surrounded the Capitol and screamed at police. But it's not domestic terrorism when Black Lives Matter does it. A police line was formed on 3rd in Pennsylvania to hold back the angry Biden supporters. Surrounded the Capitol, yelling at first responders, protecting Congress. And the Capitol Police threatened to detain the protesters with zip ties if they didn't vacate the restricted area. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Wayne Allyn-Root, obviously in an agitated and irritated mood today because they're taking over the country, trying to take our lives away. We'll see you tomorrow.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And prove why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.